Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 29th of June. I'm your host, Paul White. Well, I'm home this weekend. It's exciting. I've had a great month of June. We have traveled a little bit. We were in Missouri last weekend, ministering in Poplar Bluff and then in Leesburg, Missouri. My son is home playing in a college woodbat league here in North Georgia. That's been a lot of fun. And I'm getting to spend good time with him and my daughter. And my wife and I are enjoying this wonderful summer. This weekend, I am home to do an online session with our friends in Wichita, Kansas, whom we will be going back to do live meetings in the fall. And I'm also home to do a Sunday evening, 5 o'clock service here in Flowery Branch, Georgia. That happens tomorrow on the 30th of June at the Sterling on the Lake Clubhouse Theater. This is the same location for our Tuesday night Bible studies. And if you're in the North Georgia area, come be with us as we try to do these once per month, these Sunday evenings. We're enjoying the community that God has given us here and that we've found and embraced. And I'm a big proponent of community. If you haven't found that in a traditional church setting, find community where you can grow together. It's not just people that sit around and talk, but people who can grow together in grace. And that's the importance of community. And so I encourage you to find that. And if you can be with us, we would love to have you. We, of course, will record these and air it for you so that you can be a part of what we're doing and be a part of those lessons. We'll also video our session with the Kansas group as well. Yesterday was Long Form Friday. That was our entire session with the church in the Sunshine Coast of Australia. We'll have more of those coming up. Maybe next week we take off of Long Form Friday as I try to, I really don't just try to make one up and create it. We kind of let them happen. And so I don't know that I have anything in there for now. But also then tomorrow is the essay edition, and I want you to be ready. It's one that I felt sort of flew out of my fingers as I was writing. Sometimes these are things that happen that I'm labor over, and sometimes I work all month mentally getting ready, and sometimes they happen like this one did, just boom. And I think you'll enjoy it. So tomorrow, essay edition, and as always, those are available in print at our website. 2 days ago, we really closed the second chapter of 1 Corinthians. But I went back and re-listened, and you know, of course, we've been doing all of the other, I've even recorded tomorrow's essay edition before I've even recorded this one. So I've been doing all of that stuff, including long form and travel and getting ready for the two sermons this weekend. I sat down to do this little, almost what I consider a little sandwich podcast between Long Form Friday and the essay editions, this little hanging June 29th podcast, and thought, well, I don't want to start chapter 3. Seeing as July 1st is Monday, and it'd be clean to start July 1, 1 Corinthians 3. So I don't want to just review chapter 2. So I went back and listened to the podcast from 2 days ago and found that we got to the end. That phrase in 1 Corinthians 2:16, we have the mind of Christ. And I got to thinking about a passage that Jesus said that I didn't read on Thursday. And I thought, well, this might be great today, do these little announcements and talk about the things that are happening, and then come in here with this idea that Jesus gives. In John 15, Jesus takes his disciples, probably most commentators think that Jesus has his disciples, at the edge of Herod's temple. There was a large gate that entered Herod's temple, and Herod had put a massive vine across the top of it as an honor to Israel, because Israel had been taught in the Torah and the law and the prophets that she was the vine. She was the vine that would encompass and fill the earth. Jesus' statement in John 15:1, I'm the true vine, was a statement that perhaps happens as he's looking at that gate, but it's definitely a statement in which he is contradicting Israel's place as the vine by placing himself as the true vine. And I've said before, will say now, and will continue to say, Jesus was the fulfillment of Israel. He was the reason she existed. He is the land. He is the promise. all of the promises of God do not remain on the table for Israel. Paul says, all of the promises of God are in Christ, and they are yes and they are amen. Someone asked me in a meeting recently, do you think the church replaced Israel? And I said, I think the church is too late to replace Israel. Jesus already did. Jesus is the replacement for everything. Now, I didn't mean to get into that. I really meant to try to give you, we have the mind of Christ. Read on down in John 15. Jesus says this in 15:15, no longer do I call you servants, because a servant doesn't know what his master is doing, but I call you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I've made known to you. You are not performing and functioning in the kingdom as a servant. You are performing as one of the friends of God. Paul would graduate that statement and make it one of the sons of God. And you are serving from a position of sonship, no doubt. But you are a son that serves, not a servant that serves. And because you're a friend or a son, he says, all things I've heard from my Father I've made known to you. In other words, he didn't hold anything back from you. He has given you the information. You have been equipped with all of the information that you need as one of the sons of God. So when Paul closes, well we closed it. Paul didn't break 1 Corinthians into chapters, but we closed the second chapter, and Paul says, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? We have the mind of Christ. That's Paul's way of saying, up until now, no one could know what God was thinking. But you have the mind of Christ. Therefore, you can always know what God is thinking. And you should be taking advantage of that. He's been made unto you wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Then you ought to be taking advantage of the fact that you have his wisdom. Tomorrow is the essay edition. And also on tomorrow's platforms, we air for you how Jesus fulfilled the law. This is a sermon that was delivered on last month in our monthly Flowery Branch meeting. This is one that you don't want to miss. God give us a string of messages right there on the road, and then coming back to that month, May meeting, that we're just top of the charts. And this is one of them. Hope you'll catch it. We'll be back here tomorrow with essay. We'll be back here again on Monday with 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. See you then. God bless.